We had a driver come like really, really late. It was assigned. He had 12 minutes to get there because he was quite far away, but he didn't arrive for like 20 or 30 minutes. Pretty sure it was 30 minutes, actually. So we were all like annoyed because we had to remake the order and have to go through the complicated Deliveroo helpline process to get it reimbursed. And this driver comes in and we're like doing the last bit of remaking this order because it's quite large. And the driver asks, how long is it going to take? Like angrily, like we're wasting his time. My boss says, you can leave. Like it, well, he said, like, it's going to take, basically he said, you can take, like, it's going to take like 5 minutes or something. And then the guy made a scene by going like, what? Like he like said some like loud word. He just like raised his arms up and was like, just like the fuck, you know? And like went outside, was like going outside. My boss was like, get out of my store right now. Get out, go on your bike and leave. And then he called the Deliveroo hotline, explained everything to them. They're like, oh my God, a file, a we'll lodge a complaint, blah, blah. And that was the moment that he turned off the Deliveroo tablet and he said, we're not turning this thing back on. Like, this is ridiculous. All of the delays, all of the lost drivers. And now we're getting snubbed, and this guy is incredibly rude to us. Funnily enough, this is actually the same driver that I encountered at another restaurant that I was working at before the snack bar. And he once arrived at the restaurant, waited for approximately 1 minute. Got frustrated that the order wasn't exactly there on time, ready for him, went back on his bike and started biking down the street. And I went outside and I shouted, hey, really loudly to be like, the order is done. And he just turns back at me, shrugs his shoulders, and keeps biking. And we lodged a complaint about him. And my boss was constantly in contact with Deliveroo management about him. However, miraculously, 6 months later, he's still riding for Deliveroo. And he's, you know, being rude in another establishment that I'm working in. We used to have one other delivery system, Uber Eats, but they had the exact same problems as Deliveroo with waiting very long for a driver to show up because there's not enough drivers, drivers being assigned and then being dropped and assigned and being dropped. It seems to be like quite a similar issue, mainly because of the placement of the snack bar, again, that there's not a lot of drivers. But Uber Eats also has way less drivers than Deliveroo on the road right now. So we would call the, this is such a tangent, we would call the Uber Eats offices and we told them that we didn't have a driver for 20 minutes. And they literally told us, then turn off your tablet because we don't have enough drivers, so we won't be able to help you out and service your restaurant. Right? Like, this is a real thing that's happening.